When we are Menachem Avil, when we comfort the mourner, we say, Hamokam Yenachem Eschem, Lesoich Shar Avel Tzion V'Yerushalayim. May the Mokam, meaning Hashem, comfort you among the mourners of Tzion and Yerushalayim. Question is, why do we connect someone's personal grief to the national mourning of Klal Yisrael over the Churban Beis HaMikdash? So the truth is, we all feel so disconnected from the Churban, so distant from a world that had a Beis HaMikdash. Year after year, we count down the 21 days of mourning until it's finally over. But Hashem is still in Galus. He wants us to feel His pain. And sometimes, in order to awaken our hearts, Hashem brings about a devastating tragedy in Klal Yisrael. Why? To shake us, to bring us to tears. So we remember that Hashem is also crying because He no longer has a home. The Shechin is in pain because He's still in Galus. This past week, during the 9 days, just days before Tisha B'Av, our dear friend Shirley, Rabbi Shlomo and Rabbi Shalom Eisner, Zechrayna Levracha, was suddenly taken from us at the young age of 47. And we are all devastated. All of Klal Yisrael is crushed. We can't understand it. A man who was the embodiment of chesed and kindness, a man who always had a gidvar, an uplifting smile for everyone, is no longer with us. But sometimes Hashem takes precisely a person, a young person, a person with a house full of small children, a person about to marry off his first child, a person who is beloved by everyone, someone who Hashem knows that the loss of this person will make Klal Yisrael cry. Why? So that we will feel the tzar of the Shechina, and we will realize that the reason for all of our suffering is the result of us not having a Beis HaMikdash, as a result of not feeling the presence of the Shechina in our lives. So that's why we say, B'toich shar avei letziyim v'Yerushalayim, because in 2025, we no longer properly mourn the Beis HaMikdash. So Hashem awakens us through personal tragedy, to remind us we are still in Galus, and all of our suffering is rooted in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem wants us to feel His pain and yearn for His home to be rebuilt. On Sunday at Chatzais, we all rose from the floor. But Shirley's family is still sitting on the floor, still mourning. They're mourning their father, their husband, their son, their brother, our friend, a dear friend to Klal Yisrael. At the Levaya on Friday, Shirley's son got up and he said, Tati, this doesn't make any sense. And he's right. It doesn't make sense for a father, a Talmud Chacham, a man who's Oisik B'Tzarche Tzibur, to be maspid his son. In the Toichicha, the Torah enumerates the most horrific tragedies. And then it adds, Hashem will bring Gam Kol Choyli V'Chol Maka, Asheloi K'suva B'Sefer HaTorah Hazos. Even every illness and every blow not written in this Torah. What is the Maka Asheloi K'suva B'Torah? What is the blow that is too painful to list? Reb Shimshon Pinkus explains, that is the loss of a child. It's a tragedy so horrific, so unnatural, that the Torah doesn't even have the heart to write it explicitly. What doesn't make sense is watching a wife, an Eishes Chayil in every sense of the word, and eight little children approach the Aron and crying, Tati, why are you leaving us? The pain is too much to bear. Even the Torah could not include it among the curses. This week in Parshas Veschanan, we read the most iconic pasuk in the Torah. A pasuk we wake up to and go to sleep with. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Gemara tells us that when the Romans were torturing Rabbi Akiva, he was saying Shema. And as he reached the word Echad, his soul departed. Yatasa Nishmasa Be'echad. Surely, Yatasa Nishmasa Be'echad. Your soul departed Be'echad in 1 second. We couldn't even say goodbye. Your family wanted to tell you how much they appreciated your Mesiras Nefesh. Your friends wanted to tell you what you meant to us. But Hashem had other plans. Hashem Echad. Yud Aleph is Yisrael Eisner. Hashem Echad was your life motto. You accepted every hardship with emunah and love. You were makabel everything by Ahava. Your brother Moshe recalled that just moments before your passing, you were in a meeting together, and in your signature way, you asked, does anyone want some coffee? And you got up, you went to the coffee machine, and then you turned to Moshe. How does this work? That was truly. First give. First do for others, then figure it out. Your son said, Tati, we will figure it out. Because you taught them emunah. You raised them to believe that no matter how hard life gets, you don't give up. If someone ever needed anything, the answer was always Yah, Yud Aleph, Yisrael Eisner. Your father said, you were his model of inspiration. You taught him what it meant to love another Yid, to give people dignity, to never give up, and to hope for better days. Yisrael Shalom Eisner, Yud Shin Aleph, is Ein Shim Yiyush. Every day, every moment, we struggle to process the enormity of the loss. But the Chafetz Chaim offers us a vision. The Shvatim, the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik, endured many years of confusion and pain, the fear, the famine, the incarceration of their brothers Shimon and Binyamin, being accused of theft and espionage. But as soon as Yosef revealed himself and he said, "Ani Yosef," Hashem's master plan became clear and conspicuous to the brothers. And in their minds, it all fell into perfect place. All their questions, all their suspicions, all their doubts, now it all made perfect sense. Says the Chafetz Chaim, when Mashiach comes, Hashem will say two words, "Ani Hashem," and everything will fall into place. All the suffering, all the questions, all the darkness, we will finally see the full picture. We will realize that every painful moment was part of a perfect master plan. Mistarim Darkei Hashem. Hashem's ways are hidden from us, but we believe with complete conviction that He knows exactly what He's doing, even if right now it doesn't make any sense to us. But one day, we will understand. One day, Hashem will say, "Ani Hashem." Ani begins with the Aleph. Hashem begins with the Yud. Yisrael Eisner. Even the passing of our dear friend will one day be revealed to us. And when that day comes, we will finally see why this tragedy had to happen in precisely the way it happened. And when Hashem gives the family challenges, He also gives them the strength and the inner resolve to withstand those challenges. So on Thursday, when you rise from the floor, know with certainty that Hashem, Dantat in Himmel, will rise with you. He will never abandon you. He will walk right beside you and guide you and help you navigate toward brighter days. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.